A reading from the book of Tobit. Anna sat watching the road by which her son was to come. And when she saw him coming, she exclaimed to his father, "Tobit, your son is coming, and the man who traveled with him." Raphael said to Tobiah before he reached his father, "I am certain that his eyes will now be opened. Smear the fish gall on them. This medicine will make the cataract shrink and peel off from his eyes. Then your father will be able to see the light of the day." Then Anna ran up to her son, threw her arms around him, and said to him, "Now that I have seen you once again, son, I am ready to die." And she sobbed aloud. Tobit got up and stumbled out through the courtyard gate. Tobiah went up to him, and with the fish gall in his hand, holding him firmly, blew into his eyes. "Courage, father," he said. Next he smeared the medicine on his eyes, and it made them smart. Then, beginning at the corner of Tobit's eyes, Tobiah used both hands to peel off the cataracts. When Tobit saw his son, he threw his arms around him and wept. He exclaimed, "I can see you, son, the light of my eyes." Then he said, "Blessed be God, and praised be his great name, and blessed be all his holy angels. May his holy name be praised throughout all the ages, because it was he who scourged me, and it is he who has mercy on me. Behold, I now see my son Tobiah." When Tobit went back in, and rejoicing and praising God with full voice for everything that had happened, Tobiah told his father that the Lord God had granted him a successful journey, and that he brought back the money, and that he had married Raguel's daughter, Sarah, whom would arrive shortly, and she was approaching the gate of Nineveh. Tobit and Anna rejoiced and went out to the gate of Nineveh to meet their daughter-in-law. When the people of Nineveh saw Tobit walking along briskly, and no one leading him by the hand, they were amazed. Before them all, Tobit proclaimed how God had mercifully restored sight to his eyes. When Tobit reached Sarah, the wife of his son Tobiah, he greeted her, "Welcome, my daughter. Blessed be your God for bringing you to us, daughter. Blessed is your father, and blessed is my son Tobiah. And blessed are you, daughter. Welcome to your home with blessing and joy. Come in, daughter." That day there was joy for all of the Jews who lived in Nineveh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, my soul. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that Christ is the son of David? And David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue, and I think we finish the book of Tobit. Not yet, we still have another day. And here we go, if you ever know St. Julian of Norwich, I don't know if she's canonized yet, but Julian of Norwich says, "And all will be well, and all will be well, and all will be well." That here at the end, everything is well. Tobiah has a wife, Tobit can see, even though, you know, just think about what that felt like to have fish guts put on your eyes, and then both hands pull off the stuff. But here, Raphael is the one who heals. God heals. And God comes and he heals us spiritually, physically, psychologically. We all need this healing. And so we trust God that when we put everything in his hands, all will be well. But we got to do what we got to do. Tobiah had to go find a woman. He had to go trust in God. He had to go get the fish. He had to come home and put it on his father's eyes. So we got to do what we do, and God will do what he does, and all will be well. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray.